community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's 1-2-3 with me, Bob Simpson, at 1:32. Now, Arbutus Music have launched a new programme of singing events. The first one's in 2 weeks' time, on Thursday the 16th of October at South Weald, and the next is in St George's, Brentwood, on Saturday the 8th of November. And here to tell us all about it is Christine Gwynn and Francis Quintrell from Arbutus Music. Hi.
Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon. Hope you're both well. Now, first of all, perhaps you could just tell us briefly about Arbutus Music and what you do. Francis?
Well, we are an organisation that teaches people to sing or helps people with singing. We run a number of workshops throughout the year, and they're always fun, and they cover all sorts of different topics, and it's for people who either think they can't sing, know they can't sing, or even experienced singers. Everyone gets something out of it.
Yes, well, I've seen a little bit of one of your workshops, and certainly everybody seemed to be having a great time and enjoying themselves. Now, for the first of these events, you're taking us back to the era of flower power, Christine, I believe.
We are, yes. Yeah. I just about remember this. Yes. There's lots of songs from the 60s and 70s when there was a big revival of bringing folk and folk style songs into the pop and rock world. So I think moving on a bit from Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, and into Steel Eye Span and that.
Okay, so just tell us what's going to happen on the day on this workshop.
We're going to take six or seven songs, All Around My Hat, obviously being one of them. That's right. The title of the day.
Okay.
House of the Rising Sun, California Dreaming. And we'll be working on our singing, our breathing, our posture and things to get a great sound in the songs, and doing a bit of harmonising, so we'll have some little arrangements of some of them. Don't require people to read music. If they do, they'll be able to use that skill at some points. If they don't, that doesn't matter. We'll also work on some things more orally, so you get an experience of harmonising from a different angle.
So these events are suitable for anybody from complete novices to seasoned singers, are they?
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah,
right. Okay.
People can take whatever they want from the day, and if they just want to sing tunes, that's fine. Or if they want to do more elaborate aspects, they can do that too.
Okay. Well, unlike yourself, I can remember the era of flower power quite well, I'm afraid. And I thought we'd just have a little clip of one of the songs you're going to be singing on the day. It's the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreaming. There we are, the Mums and the Papas and California Dreaming. Just one of the songs that you'll all be singing on the workshop on the 16th of October. Other songs include Mr. Tambourine Man, Both Sides Now, Day Trip to Bangor. That was a bit of a later one, wasn't it? But didn't we have a lovely, that one,
that's
isn't it?
Yeah.
All Around My Hat and House of the Rising Sun. So give us the details of where and when that one is, Christine. Francis, you got that, have you? Yeah.
It's on, as you said, it's on the 16th of October, Thursday, and it's on at the Belay Centre at St Peter's Church, South Weald. It's a lovely centre that they've got there attached to the church.
Okay.
And there's a big car park there, so that's it's nice and easy to get to and easy to park.
And free.
And
yeah,
free, as far as that's concerned. And it starts at 10 in the morning and goes on till 4 o'clock. And it's a £30 to come for the day.
Okay.
And you'll get tea and coffee and all the music that you need. And you just need to bring your lunch with you.
Lovely. Actually, your notes say bring a packed lunch or try one of the local pubs.
So indeed.
I like
there's
the sound
an opportunity.
Of that. Do you get any dodgy singing in the afternoon when they come back from the pub?
No. There's been no.
Okay, all right. Well, that's that one. And then you've got another one coming up, which is from a brilliant musical. Hang on, I've lost the details for a second. You take over. Tell us about this one.
This is Me and My Girl, which was it's set in 1930s London, when a wonderful Cockney guy suddenly discovers that he's actually a big heir to becoming a lord in a very grand lifestyle. And Me and My Girl fell full of great songs, obviously that song, Leaning on a Lamppost, Lambeth Walk, Once You Lose Your Heart, The Sun Has Got His Hat On. It's a 40s show, actually, and it was very popular at that time. Stephen Fry was instrumental in a revival of it, and including some of those songs, actually, weren't originally included in the 1980s, and it's that revival that we'll be singing. And that's Saturday the 8th of November, and it's in St George's Church Hall, which is on the Ongar Brentwood Road. Again, 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock, £30, including tea, coffee and music to use for the day. Bring right. your lunch, all that stuff.
Fantastic. Well, I do remember many years ago my parents telling me that they saw the original 1940s show in London. And, of course, it was revived in the 80s with Robert Lindsay, I think,
indeed,
in the lead
Robert
role. He's a very talented actor, that man. He's sort of more than I'd given him credit for, but I saw a few clips of the show online, and I thought he was fantastic. And, of course, a lot of the songs in Me and My Girl are a real old favourite sing-along sort of tunes,
absolutely,
aren't they?
Yeah.
You've got obviously Me and My Girl, The Lambeth Walk, Once I Don't Know, Once You Lose Your Heart, and of course The Sun Has Got His Hat On, which quite famously recently a radio DJ got the sack for playing the wrong version.
A little rewrite of that. Done
yes, it's, it features the N-word, unfortunately. We won't be hearing that one today. But
we won't be singing that version.
No, I'm sure you won't. But I thought we'd... which just gives us an excuse to hear a bit of George Formby, really.
I'm leaning on a lamp. Maybe you think I look a tramp, or you may think I'm hanging round to steal a car. But no, I'm not a crook, and if you think that's what I look, I'll tell you why I'm here and what my motives are. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. I don't know if she'll get away, she doesn't always get away, but anyhow I know that she'll try. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by.
Oh, there he goes, ukulele in his hand, that's George Formby, and a song from the show, Me and My Girl, that's Leaning on a Lamppost, of course. We missed the ukulele bit out, I think, that's at the
I'm
end.
I'm hoping Francis is doing that bit on the day.
Oh yeah.
Piano.
Why not? Fantastic. Right, so, sorry, did we get the details of that? Saturday the 8th of November, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in St George's Church Hall, Ongar. And again, it's...
Oh, in Brentwood on the Ongar Road.
Sorry, yes. That's not engaging the brain when you're speaking. Sorry, yes, St George's Church Hall, Ongar Road in Brentwood. Again, it's a £30 fee, includes coffee and music loan. And it's suggested you bring a packed lunch or try one of the local pubs again. Okay, so that's those two, and Christmas is coming. Have you got anything special prepared for Christmas?
We have, yes. We're back at Blackmoor, where we've become a very popular event for Sing the Season.
Ah, yes, you did this last year, didn't you? Yeah.
We've done it for a good number of years now, and the church is always looking very festive. It's a lovely atmosphere. This time it's even closer to Christmas than we normally do it, and so it'll be a really lovely feeling about singing, chance to sing all those Christmas songs and carols that you might not otherwise have a chance to sing, and we have a bit of seasonal refreshments as well.
Sounds wonderful, and it's in a wonderful setting as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Really,
the
really
Priory
nice.
Church of St Lawrence. I haven't seen this myself, but several people have told me that it's really nice there. Excellent. Well, I wish you ever so much luck with those events. I know they're great fun. If anyone would like to contact you about coming along or would like to find out more about Arbutus Music, where can they find you?
Well, you can either go on the website www.arbutusmusic.net, that's arbutusmusic.net, or you can phone on 01277 651 970. Marvellous. And you'll find all those details.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in and telling us all about those events. But there is something else we need to talk about, isn't there, Christine? I was really sorry to hear a little while ago that you've lost someone, haven't you?
I have, yeah. One of my cats has just disappeared into thin air back in August. It's just a super little cat. She'll be 18 months old in a couple of days' time. She's ginger with very distinctive swirly markings. I think we've not been able to find her anywhere locally, and the likelihood is because I live opposite an old church and a lot of people park there to visit the church and the churchyard or go rambling and so on, is that she's got in a vehicle, truck, trailer, back of a car or something, yeah, and could have jumped out anywhere. So Animal Search UK are doing a great job. They've provided leaflets, and she's on their website as well, and they have a free phone number, which is 0800 4320 340. That's 0800 4320 340, and the reference for Lily is 197813. But you can find her on their website.
Excellent. What area did Lily go missing from?
From Stapleford to Tawny.
Okay.
But we don't know where she might have ended up.
Okay.
Could be a distance.
Well, what we'll do, we'll put a copy of this leaflet with pictures of Lily. Oh, goodness, that's a song, isn't it? Yeah. On the Phoenix FM website later
very
on.
Kind.
And
Thank you so much.
Hope that someone somewhere is sort of sheltering her and looking after her.
Yeah. She is microchipped, but people don't always. Aren't always aware that cats can be chipped, so any vet will freely check her if somebody is looking after her, or if they need help to get her to a vet, obviously we can do that.
Okay, well, let's hope you see Lily again very, very soon.
Thank you very much.
Christine Gwynn, Francis Quintrell, thank you so much for coming in today, and good luck with all those workshops.
Thank you
Thanks
very much.
Thanks very much, Bob.